come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to
Mighty House.
I don't hear you there, Ben.
I got nothing.
You ain't got nothing.
I got.
We ain't got nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, there he is. You've
got nothing.
Nope.
There's Rich. Are we live on the Facebook yet? We are up on the Facebook. Let me see. I'm not seeing it. We have to go to 1590 videos. Let's
Maybe
see.
I'm not plugged in.
And there we are right now. So I'm going to hit share. Share the post.
Sunny
now.
Or share?
Share.
Okay.
Sonny had a skiing accident.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Oh, what?
That was ages ago.
Well, he asked if it was Sonny or Cher. All right, so we should be sharing now on the Facebook Live.
Do you have anything in your headset?
Yes, I do.
I have nothing.
You have nothing?
Nothing.
Okay.
Turn your volume up.
Why don't we? Yeah, that could be it. Why don't we do this? Verify, Rich, that we're on the Facebook, if you could. And then...
Yeah. Just came up. Ron Calgio posted two updates,
nothing.
So there you are.
Okay.
My box is empty. Robbie's
yes.
not even...
Robbie's not in the wrong... They've got the wrong screen up there. They're working on it. So why don't we start with this? You ready? Good morning, Chicago! I'm Ron Calgio. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. If you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do, you can give us a call. The new number is 877-711-5611. Again, that number, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 847.
Speech lessons.
Give us a call, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have a Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, we'll have Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking with Mike Novak, and we're going to have a segment that we're calling In Mike Novak's Attic. So we'll do that in the third hour. And, of course, the entire 3 hours, we'll be taking your phone calls and answering your emails, talking to you through the Facebook and... all that fun stuff, and Twitter. So you can join us on Facebook Live right now, and it's brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. You can visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Just plug her in on that side because it was working there earlier. And... again, the phone number here, 877-711-5611. And are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. All right. And there's Robbie's cue. And are we getting some sound now, Robbie?
Yeah, but it's all...
It's a hummy.
Oh, no, that...
Hummy.
Well, then hum along with it. It is a nice hum to it.
There is a nice hum.
Yes, there is a nice hum. But
and see, you say that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because at least we can hear each other.
You're the boss.
Yeah. Right.
So if you say hum,
no, you deal with it. You know.
I'm flexible. I have 500 layers of clothing on. I'm flexible.
Yeah.
The pajamas come off, and there's pants underneath. And
do you have your elk? What were the elk pants you were wearing the other day? What was that?
A copy?
A poly?
A pack? Ugh.
A copy.
A copy. Yeah, something like that. Let's see.
Yeah.
You got noise?
Oh, I got lots of humming.
Yeah.
She's a screaming.
That's it. It's all good that way.
All right, then.
It's a good life experience.
Yes, it is.
It's okay.
See, it's calming. You have the... Yeah, it's just that nice little hum going in the background.
As long as it makes Rich happy.
All right, then.
Yeah. Are you got? Are
I don't
you
have nice a hum. You, mine sounds absolutely perfect.
Oh, so that's
oh,
all.
Oh, here, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, you already did. Thank you very little.
I know. I could tell you were crabby.
Hey,
I'm
hey,
crabby.
Robbie?
Yes?
Let's just go to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fine down there.
Mm-hmm.
64 this morning, high of 70-ish, and then it's supposed to go down into the 40s at night. And
oh, my 50s. Lord.
So, you know, about a week and a half ago, we had that cold spell come through here, and they actually, it was funny how they make a big deal out of cold down here.
Uh-huh.
So we had a frost warning, just frost warning, not freeze, just frost warning.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let the kids out of the schools for recess. I had to stay inside. Like, really, it's 40, you know. It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
So then, You know, Jim, the janitor, he got wind of it all, so he sent us a care package with hand warmers and stuff.
Aww.
Yes. And the best part is he made the package out, the mailing address, to the Coldwells.
Excellent. Good job.
So
Jim.
It's like you had to look at the envelope and get the best part of the joke, really, the Coldwells.
That's very
so, yes.
cool.
Thank you, Jim. Always thinking of our best interests.
Uh-huh.
And I did get Trucker Mike's address, so I'll ship out the
Klein
tool.
Trucker Mike, you know, Trucker Mike won the
Klein tools jacket.
Jacket.
Fuzzy jacket.
Yeah.
Fleece, that's it. I couldn't think of that. It's fuzzy.
Fuzzy. It's okay, Ben. We got bigger issues to tackle.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
The hum will go away.
Yeah, it'll go away. So
I don't have it. Mine sounds absolutely perfect.
Yeah, excellent. That's good. So it's just that electronic hum in the background. You know, it's low. If it was a higher pitched tone, I'd be irritated with it. But it's lower tone, so it's not.
But now the Facebook feed's kind of messed up.
What's wrong with the Facebook feed?
Yes, yes, they are working on it. They can't get your Skype feed into it, so they're working on the Skype feed.
Not that I'm all that worried about it.
Yeah,
I know it affects you, but
it does. It does. So. There you go.
So you've been working this week on Mike Novak's Attic.
Yes, and we were going to, I'm going to save that for the third hour, if we can. Because Mike's going to actually
stop on that.
Yeah, Mike is going to call in, and so we're going to have a chat with him about his house and how it kicked our ass.
Well, yeah, the only thing I was going to bring up in your first video, you talked about, you know, getting the electric done and doing the air sealing, but you really didn't show it.
Correct. We couldn't. We couldn't get in there to do that. So,
okay.
There was,
cause I mean, it was good in the baffles and then, you know, but it would have been nice to see a box foamed in or something,
right.
You know, air sealed.
All that was further back where we couldn't, you know,
couldn't you get in?
We could have, but you know,
the space was too tight.
No, but if you're walking through an attic, trying to hold a camera and talk and not step through the ceiling.
Okay.
It seemed like it was a little too dangerous.
No, and I get it. It's like if you were actually shooting a segment, you would stop, take a video, you could cut it in. But this is Facebook Live. It is what you get.
It is live.
So, and what is his roof pitch? Like a 15-12?
Yes.
It's not a 12-12.
No, it's up there. Yeah, it's very
steep. It looked like you were in the attic of a church.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
amazing.
It's very cool.
Yeah. So no, it looked good, you know. You did get the cellulose in, yes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he's going to freak out. I mean, like, his energy bills are going to drop, and you know what I mean? Like, he's not even going to understand how well that's going
to
work.
Well, there was one section of the roof that we had to cut through because, you know, they framed it up, and they had all the skip sheathing for the cedar shake roof. But when they built this dormer off of it, they never cut through to that part of the attic. So for 110 years... this has been completely empty back in there, void of any.
He said,
"No one
any insulation." And he said that was the bedroom.
Yes, that's his master bedroom.
Had to be a nice, comfy bedroom.
Yes, Yes. So,
like, holy cow.
Yeah, so now he's got an R40 above his head that he had zero before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but no one had been into that space in over 100 years. So that you know,
I would have called Araldo just in case.
Yeah. Well, through the skip.
Hey, we got another shot at it. Let's just cut a hole in here and see what you got and do it on national TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, we found nothing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And some of the skip sheathing, some of it was 1x15s. Just
fine. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool stuff that's up in his attic. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more Mighty House right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call, 847-475-1590. And if you do, oh no, we don't have any shirts to give away. How about if we just do it? You have anything you can sign, Rich?
Oh, yeah.
You got to have a signed autograph something.
I have a whole roll of paper towels. We can just keep doing these.
There we go.
Why do we have a new phone number? Everybody knows the old phone number.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I gave out the wrong number there. I just read the new phone number. It's 877. That way you can, you know, it's a toll-free number. 877-711-5611. You ready? 877-711-5611. So.
Will the old number still work? Because Will's due to call in any minute now.
Yeah, so. No, it won't. I don't. The old number is disconnected.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's disconnected.
That ought to freak out a couple of people.
Yeah. Well, how are we going to get phone calls?
They have to call 877.
By calling 877-711.
5611. Good job, Rich.
But a lot of people just, you know, call because they know the number. Oh.
Right. Oh,
we'll post it on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. Post
we'll
it
learn
on,
things change.
Put it on the Facebook because we have toll free, so that way you can call in from anywhere in the country.
And you know what we'll do?
What do we do?
Well, so many people have cell phones anyway that it doesn't. You know, my mom always is like, "Okay, is it free
distance
Sundays for you?"
Uh-huh.
I'm like, "Yeah, that was like 10 years ago." Only after 7 o'clock can I use your cell phone after 7. I'm like, "You could use my cell phone anytime."
Yeah, see, the phones are going. It's okay. They're there. They work. Again, 877-711-5611. Doesn't roll off the tongue. It'll take a while.
Yeah.
But that way you got a toll-free call from anywhere in the country, even though I don't really think it matters anymore, does it?
It doesn't.
Because with the cell phone, it just goes. So, okay. I found that machine, that folding machine, the clothes folding machine. Did you see that?
Dumb.
Yeah,
really?
I ordered one. I got
really?
The prototype. It was under a grand.
It was $989.
It makes me really
$980.
Mad.
Why does that make you mad, Robbie?
Okay.
I don't know.
I want to see what the sleeves on the shirts look like because everything looked like it was folded gorgeous.
Yes.
How hard is it to pick up a shirt and fold it?
That you need a $900 machine to do it.
I can tell you, well, Robbie, when you fold clothes, do you lay them down face down on a bed or something to fold them? You just hold them up in the air?
Boom, boom. Oh,
with dress
God.
Shirts? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well,
no. Besides that,
most
we got
dress
dog
shirts
hair floating
are
everywhere.
Hung. Most dress shirts are hung anyway. What dress shirts are you folding?
My button downs, especially when I have to go somewhere.
But like a polo shirt, right?
No, polos. That's all I ever wear, really.
Oh.
Right, but I mean, what button down do you not hang? Like a dress shirt, you hang that, right?
A dress shirt, yeah.
Not always.
I
like them crispy folded.
Oh, really? So that way the folded
saves
seam
room
goes,
in the closet.
It goes right across your gut. That way you got a nice folded seam right across your gut.
Yeah, but I have a built-in ironing board, so the belly just stretches that line out. Hmm. So
what'd you say, Ben? Oh, okay.
See, Richie Z found the phone number.
Yeah. All right.
He's calling in because the Meekum auction's going on.
Is that what it is? Hey, Richie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, bud.
Richie, thank you.
I've been off for the last couple of weeks and that, and I had some surgery done, and I'm coming back tomorrow. I'll be back on the air live with a killer show. I'm going to do one of Chicago's heroes that just passed away. His name was Ken Little.
Uh-huh.
He was the dispatcher, mm-hmm. and he ran the whole operation for the Chicago Fire Department.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
So we're going to do the whole show around. He actually wrote 6 books about the Chicago Fire Department, and he started the Fire Museum, and I'll talk about that, too, tomorrow.
Richie? Richie, you call up and you start talking, which is great, but we have a lot of new listeners all over the world who have no idea who you are. So
hey,
what
I'm
show?
From Chicago History and Automotive Heaven.
Thank
and
you.
And I'm on Sundays at 12 noon on 1590 WCGO AM. Thank you, Robbie.
Hey,
I love you for doing that to me all the time.
Thank you,
Richie.
I mean,
thank you for the
carried away with my stuff.
You do. Richie, thank you for the Christmas gift. Thank you very much. And I must say, yes, when you start, just say who you are.
Richie?
Please.
Richie? It doesn't matter if you've had your gut sliced wide open or not. She's coming after you. So she's gonna be beating you up. Make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do.
A few weeks ago when I saw you before Christmas, before I had the operation, and I told you, you know, Robbie's great because she keeps you guys in line. And, you know, when I call in and I don't give out info, she's there. I mean, thank you.
You just go right into...
It's more important to give out the info than it is the topic I'm talking about.
Yes!
So.
Well, because the topic won't matter if they don't know who you are and where to find you. So,
hey,
do you have a recap for the Mecum auction then that's in Kissimmee this weekend? I think
I've been watching it because I am bedridden still. I haven't been able to get out and around. I finally got all my tubes taken out yesterday. So I've been watching it. I could not believe Thursday night I saw a Hemi Cuda, 1970 Hemi Cuda convertible. Now, that's the most desirable car out there today.
Yep.
It sold for $2,675,000.
Wow.
Well, then there's something
but
more
here,
to that
here's
story.
Here's the bottom line with that, because people think, oh, it's $2,675,000. They pay 10% on each side. Okay, that's the fee for being in Mecum Auction. Plus, on top of that, we're in Kissimmee. Florida adds on a tax, you know, for sales of a product, you know. So the car probably is like $3.5 million to maybe even close to $4 million it went for.
Wow. That is absolutely
well. Nuts. What's the story? Okay, well, there's more of a story to it because now the problem is everybody with a 70 Hemi Cuda thinks it's worth $3 million, and it's not. There has it has to be either unrestored, low mileage. It belonged to Lee Iacocca. I mean, there's always a backstory on some of these cars.
Yeah,
you got some great things there, Rick. But I'll just tell you one thing: you are wrong.
Wow.
Okay,
the
killer thing with the 70 Hemi Cuda convertibles—they only made a certain amount, and I'm still trying to find out. I found out 2, I found out 3, I found out 11, and it's you know you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt. But they only made a few, and they were super high performance. They were the fastest car in the Mopar line during the muscle car era from the factory. That's why they are so desirable.
Yeah, and it just
so
says
even if they're restored, which most of them are.
Sure, because back in the early 70s, everything
rusted. I would not spend that kind of money, you know, but who am I to say you can't spend that kind of money?
Yeah. If you can't drive it on the road, I don't need it. I'm sorry. I like looking at them. It's cool. I like seeing them go for that stupid money. But if you can't drive it, why have it, you know?
So, but even if you could afford it and drive it,
I agree with
you
100%. But, you know, again, who are we to say if a guy's got that kind of money, what he can buy and what he can't buy?
Yeah. If you've got the coin,
hey,
I got
one thing other than everything else. I've got an event coming up at the Claremont Auto Museum on February 24th. It's in Chicago. There's 325 vehicles in the collection, over $70 million invested, and it's not open to the public. We're going to have a private, exclusive viewing of this museum on February 24th. It's at 3111 North Knox Street in Chicago. Tickets are $35 a person. You can go to Richie's, RichieZie.com for more information.
Hey, are we going to be allowed to do a, like a Facebook Live thing or there? Because I think that would be cool to do that.
I'm trying to promote it where I can get, you know, 200, 300, maybe 400 people to come in.
Right.
So I think I've been thinking about, you know, doing something, but it's a Saturday, so I'm not on the air Saturday, but
I am.
I'm thinking, you know what, I should just
but we can just do
around
it
and talk to my the people that, you know, are my listeners, are
right.
my supporters, you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So
what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Rich on Skype on my phone, and then we're going to walk the museum, and then so that'll be pretty cool. I don't know. It's a great
facility.
That would
be cool. You know, and if I can put together something, maybe I'll talk to Sonar.
Yeah.
We could put together something from there, you know, on my Facebook. That would be great.
I can do it.
Down and do that.
I can do it. We don't need Sonar for that.
You can do it.
I can do it, man. I'll do it. I'll take care of it for you, okay? I'll be there. We'll do a Facebook Live thing. You can share it to your page. It'll all be good. We'll leave.
Hey, whatever you guys did at the station today,
yeah.
The sound is coming through perfectly on the radio. We've had some issues with, you know, reception and stuff like that. You guys are coming through crystal clear. So whatever you did, leave it alone. Don't mess with it anymore.
You know what? Okay, some inside radio here. They had some work done out where the transmitter is, and they cut all the grounds off. So the tower wasn't grounded. So therefore the signal wasn't getting out there. Now they've connected all the grounds again, all the ground wires, and it's rolling again. So now the signal's kicking back out there. So that's what happened.
I've been calling in, like, you know, I listen to the station. I mean, you know, we're a family. I mean, I listen to some of the great programming there. It's Smart Talk, WCGO 1590.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes the signal would go in and out and all of that, but now it's great. So this is, I'm really, and then give out the phone number. Robbie, give out that phone, new phone number.
877-711.
And they said
5611.
The phone number is out of circus, so I guess they didn't want me to talk to you clowns.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right, Richie Z, we got a break coming up here, buddy. I appreciate it, and we'll see you at that museum event if I don't see you sooner.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you.
Bye.
That's Richie Z. He's on Sundays here at noon, and you can check him out. That's a great museum. I've seen some other shots. He's done some stuff from there before. That's a very cool museum down in Chicago, so... I'll be down there, and then I'm going to take Rich and walk him around on the Skype there too. So that'll be fun. You want to go? You'll be at Daytona, won't you?
I will practically be at the Kissimmee show.
Uh huh. Yeah.
The Kissimmee show is
more or less today, tomorrow.
Yeah, no,
it's
I
done.
Won't make it. Mm-mm.
It started earlier this week because I was up in Orlando for the International Builders Show. So
how did that go?
You got some good new things that you saw there. We need to talk about that.
No.
No? Come on. There's got to be something going on there. So you hear the music, right? I think we got to talk about the International Builders Show coming up that you were just at this past week. We'll do that in the next segment here. How's that?
So they fixed the Skype feed. That's good.
Yeah, it's getting there. All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Hey, you know, you can join us on Facebook Live right now, and it's brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org. That's fncu.org. To learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call, 847-475-1590. And if you... Oh, wait. No, you can't call us there. Please don't call us there. What is our new number? It is 877-711-5611. Again, 877-711-5611. 5611. And that is the new international toll-free number to call. So you can bring it in from anywhere. Hey, look at that. I think the... how are we doing on the Facebook feed there, Rich? Can you see that?
No, it's good. The engineers, well, right up till I just disappeared.
Oh, well, you'll probably come back.
Yeah. Well, not if you're lucky.
I'm sorry, Rich. I need to see that mug to be able
to communicate properly. Well, you know, now that we're doing this, I mean, I actually had to get up this morning, you know, fix the hair, that kind of thing. And then put headphones on so I can get kind of a...
Right. Your hat hair going.
Hat hair, yeah.
Yeah, I hate when that hat hair comes. It's just, it messes my
hair. You got to put powder on your forehead.
Yeah.
The glare from the studio is brutal.
Uh-huh. Who do we have on the phones there, Ben? Do we have anybody? I know the phones are lighting up there. Do we have anybody you want to bring on? What line do we go to? We don't know. Should I just do it? Should I just hit the button? Let's go for it. Should we pay? Okay, let's. We're gonna play phone roulette. No, we went to line two and phone roulette. Who's there? Is this Jeff? Jeff, are you there? Can you hear me now? Testing 1 2 test test. Jeff, come in, Jeff. Tune it in, Jeff. Line
go to
two.
One.
Go to one.
Oh, that's even better. Yet,
yeah, that's that, yeah.
Just keep swinging that thing around.
Jeff, are you there?
No, that's
no.
Dead air. That, go to one.
Nope. Not no mo. Let's try the next one. You there? Is this Will?
Hello. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Will.
Oh, your hair's good. If you get a little new phone line next time, make sure it works. Anyway, question for you.
Yep.
Two questions, actually. If you are running, like when I was in Israel, and everything's 220 over there,
mm-hmm.
Do you therefore have used to keep the same gauge wires for the same amperages?
Sure.
Or so the wire stays the same. You have the double voltage, but you have the half amperage.
No, each leg. If you have a 20 amp circuit and it's a 20 amp 220, you've got 20 amps going through each leg.
Okay.
And the difference is the voltage.
I'm looking at wire gauge and wondering whether it deals with wattage or ampacity. So.
Yeah, it's amps.
Just a curious question for me.
No, it goes by amperage. The voltage. You know,
okay.
is not there. So what you're doing, though, you're running 120 volts through each leg, and when you tie those two together, you've got your 240.
Yeah.
So the right. Amperage stays the same. Each leg is 20 amps.
Yeah. But I was thinking about in a country that, you know, has 220 for everything,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, the United States with a 120 or 220. Anyway, second question. Because I'm getting a lot of things, and it ties in kind of like what you were doing with Mike this week. A lot of people who are calling, they're getting condensation in the interstitial space between the ceiling and the roof
uh-huh.
for flat roof condos.
Yep.
And we're going up there, and we're seeing frost, we're seeing humidity. And the thing that I've noticed in the last couple of years is hardly anybody ventilates a flat roof anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know a reason for that, or
yeah,
or,
sure.
It makes penetrations.
Yeah. No, I know why they don't ventilate it, because it wasn't on the print.
Right.
What does that mean? It wasn't on the print?
It wasn't on the blueprint, so they don't do it.
It wasn't drawn that way. So, but you need to use a roof jack, a different method for venting those. But you still need to have some place for the air to come from. In typical flat roof, you don't have the soffits.
Right there. And there are some other ways. Whoa, that got really good sonar. That's nice and clear now. Okay, so anyway, you can ventilate the parapet walls and then come up to the caps and you can still ventilate it that way. But the problem is most architects don't draw it that way. So the builders don't build it that way because it's not drawn that way. And even if the architect did build it that way, The problem is they don't build that way now, so they would say, well, we never did it before. Why do we have to do it now?
Well, and if you're the roofer that goes above and... Well, because if...
Is it energy thing that the architects aren't doing it that way anymore, or what?
No. No, they don't know, you know. And architects, I think, fall into the same thing that the framing contractors do, too. We never did it that way before. Why do we have to do it now? Well, the difference is now you're putting insulation in that didn't have it before. So before it used to breathe.
Yeah.
And now you're putting plastic or insulation and vapor barriers in that ceiling and in that roof space. And now it doesn't breathe like it used to. So now it rots out. And I mean, that's.
Yeah, or it breathes from the inside, but you can't light.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Curious.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye. There we go. I got to move the phone closer. Cool. There we go.
No, that's always a normal issue. They're not doing vapor barriers at the ceiling. They're not using airtight cans. I mean, if it's air sealed and then, you know, everything's got to be vented properly, bath fans and whatever. So you have excess humidity in the house, whether it's from showers, cooking, or breathing.
Yep.
So it makes its way up into the attic and then condenses on the bottom of the roof deck. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So, and it goes through the can lights. If the electrician didn't use airtight cans, if the inspector
they're $1 more.
Yeah. And the inspector that came through didn't notice they didn't use the airtight cans. So then you end up with air leakage around there. That air leakage goes up through the insulation, and then it just condensates on the backside of the roof and rots out the plywood. And then, of course, you got some jamoke that goes and tries and puts a wood deck over top of it, and they frame a wood deck over the roof and add all that extra weight that's not supposed to be up there. So, you know, there's just a bunch of layers to what they're doing right now with these flat roofs. You okay, Johnny? You all set? Hands warmed up? You got the fingers? He's doing this dexterity thing where he's touching all his fingers. It's something like that. You okay?
Well, that's always good.
Yeah. Cool. So, that, again, the new phone number here, 877-711-5611. 877-711-5611. I'm going to be getting that wrong all day long, so I figure I might as well just kick it out there.
It right. You'll be fine.
Kick it out
there.
You'll
be fine.
Yeah?
You'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah. It'll be good. Okay. So,
we just finished a house. It's closing this week.
Uh-huh.
And we're not required to do a blower door test on this particular house because of when it was permitted.
Okay.
But we went and did a blower door test on it yesterday anyway.
Yeah. How'd that come out?
3.51 air changes per hour.
Not too bad. So you're a half a point away from using a ERV HRV, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, you know, if those four can lights the painters have pulled out right now, then we better leave it. Otherwise, we're going to need, you know, ventilation.
Right. So,
but
if you're that,
I was really
close,
proud of my super because they're starting to understand
air sealing.
You know, to air sealing. Yes, they're really getting it now.
How long you been down there beating them up with that? 3 years?
Pretty much. 4 years.
Four yeah, years.
I started down here trying to make some changes, and it's finally working.
Yeah.
Well, and the code here is 7 air changes per hour.
Yeah, that is excellent.
Which is, well, it's that's
no, I'm saying it's excellent that you guys are building at 3.5.
Yeah, and that's my goal is anywhere between 3.5 and 4.
Uh huh.
Because again, if you can make it too tight and literally make people sick if you don't have the proper ventilation. And in our homes, because of the high ceilings and low floors, I
used
the low floors in there for yucks. But I mean, seriously, we build with 13 to, I've got some with 20-foot ceilings.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So it's hard to ventilate that much cubic footage properly to get the air movement. So, no, but very pleased with my superintendent on that one. He really, you know, did a nice job with it. So,
okay. So
things are looking forward.
So then the question is, when you're hitting it at 3.5, you're so close because at 3 you need to add
mechanical ventilation.
Add some mechanical ventilation. So at 3.5, do you add that anyway just to be safe?
No, but this is I'm currently building it's a little sidetrack. I'm currently building an education center in our offices.
Okay.
So it's not for selections, it's to educate people on just that.
Okay.
As you know, for us, it wouldn't be an ERV or an HRV. For us, it'd be a dehumidifier in the system.
Uh-huh.
And a basic reason is we have to bring the outside air in, dehumidify it, and then, you know, do that.
Introduce it to the room.
Right. Plus, a lot of our people are seasonal. Mm-hmm. So during the summer months when it's hot and humid, we need to bring in air. But it has, you know, we dehumidify the house, bringing in outside air. So it all has to be treated. So we're in an odd location with being zone one. That's how we have to do it.
Right.
And again, it's another $3,000. You know what I mean? It's not the end of the world on a $3.5 million house. $3,000 is nothing.
Right.
But people won't spend it because it's something they don't see. They don't see the value.
Right. Right.
You know, so that's why we build the education center, so I can walk them through it and go, all right, here's your basic system. Here's your, you know, high efficiency. Now we want to do this because we air seal so tight that this way we can dehumidify. And you only need, like in some of our houses, you have 2-3 systems in there. We only need one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because thermodynamics, more or less. So if I dry out one half of the house, the moisture from the other end is going to go that way. So it's not like you need, two or three of these things. Not unless it's a crazy house, you know, where it's all over the place.
But... Right. So,
yeah, the building science, they're starting to figure it out now. They're starting to understand what I've been yelling about.
That's excellent. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Oh, and we have got a very cool tip of the week coming up next. You don't want to miss this. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can use the hashtag Mighty House. If you give us a call at 877-711-5611, Rich will send you a signed autographed napkin, I guess. Maybe we'll do something like that. Isn't that what you were doing?
Yeah. Well, I got to roll paper towels there.
Oh, yeah, just a roll of paper towels.
Yeah, just peel them off. And...
yeah.
Oh, that is funny stuff.
Cool. All right. Well, it is time for the tip of the week, and this is a very cool tip of the week, by the way. I saw this, and I started laughing. I went, that's all right. And just so you know, I used to do this. For my daughter.
I know, so did I. And I don't know, even what made me think about it. I just kind of, so anyway, hit the music.
Please. Hit the music. Let's get into it, because this is a very cool tip of the week. And we're going to start off with the theme song. Here we go.
Okay, Sparky.
Nice. So this week's tip of the week is for all the Northerners. It's not going to work here too well.
All the Northern, well, even you could probably do this in Tennessee right now. It's that cold down there too.
Yes. I have a friend in Nashville, and it was, he posted pictures of the snow.
Yes.
Not good.
Yeah.
So have you ever thought about building a backyard ice rink?
Yes. Yes, I have.
You know, and I know people have made some pretty big ones, and then it doesn't get cold all winter. So you just have a fenced in slush thing.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like this year might be a good year for your own backyard ice rink.
Yes, it is.
So they're quite simple to build, actually. The nice thing to start with maybe an inch of snow on the ground is when you want to get out there, because your ground's already frozen, and that gives you like an insulation layer that helps protect the frozen ground and the bottom of your ice. So I like to just get some 2x6 boards, and you get them in there, and to build that frame, because there's frost in the ground, you might want to get some pieces of either conduit or metal stakes. Mm-hmm. But conduit works if you cut it into lengths, and, you know, you drive those in, and then you use the brackets, you know, from your conduit.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, your straps, you can strap that to the boards, and you can build yourself a nice little rink. So once you got that inch of snow on there, you want to spray just a little water on there, just a little bit. You don't want to melt the snow, but you want to give a little ice layer. And then put down a layer of Visqueen or a tarp, you know, something that's a little impervious, right?
Okay.
The next thing you want to do is don't just flood it. You want to go ahead and put a little water on there. So you want to take your hose and spray a layer of water on everything and let that freeze. Just do that a couple of times. Yeah. So that way you get this thing. That's how you want to get that thing worked out nice and flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then just basically you want to start, then you can go ahead and fill it up. And so once the things are done, I mean, if the temperature's around 20, then you should actually be able to do that no problem. And since you guys are well below 20.
Yes.
I think it'd go fairly quick.
Yeah. Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Can you go back 1 second? Because I've seen a couple of these.
Here.
That's very funny. I've seen a couple of these in my neighborhood, and there is like a blue tarp thing that everybody has down first. So it goes over the 2x4s, or it goes hot?
Yes, over your whatever you want to use for the size. You can use 2x4s. You don't even have to use a 2x6. You can actually just use snow if you have, you know what I mean, mound the snow.
Oh.
But. Yeah, 2x6 is the easiest way, I think, because it gives you a good – that way you can have 2 or 3 inches of water and still have an edge.
Right.
And what if you don't have a tarp? Because, I mean –
You don't have to. You can do it on the ground, but the ground definitely has to be frozen. Otherwise, obviously, the water just soaks in a little. But once it's frozen, it's good, you see.
So you lay down – you can lay down a plastic visqueen, or you can do the tarp. The thing, what happens with the plastic, though, is the hockey pucks and the skates hit the edge of it and cut it really easy. So then, if it thaws, like we had a thaw last week, then all the water drains out and then you have to fill it back up again. So that's the only downside with using visqueen, although I used to do that. And my backyard wasn't level enough to do that, so I would build the frame and then I'd fill it in with plywood. I had plywood pieces I would fit in there because that way it'd go all the way to the ground. Because at one end, it would be up about 1.5 to 2 feet. Because, from where the high point and the low point is in my yard. So I used plywood, very similar to what he says, drive the stakes, put the 2x6s on the side, and then I filled in the gap between the ground and the 2x6 with plywood. Just scrap piece of plywood.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And then laid the plastic in there and filled her up.
So. And then, like, maintenance, you watch a hockey game, and between every period, they bring the Zamboni out there, right? And what that does is it literally scrapes a layer of ice off, throws it in the back of the hopper, it melts it down into water again, and it lays down a thin layer of water. So all you need to do, really, to keep your ice good is go out there with a hose, because the beautiful thing about water is it's self-leveling.
Yes.
So if you just go out there with a hose and you spray it all down, you will actually build another thin layer of ice, let that freeze again, and you now have a new rink.
Yep.
Now, you can get crazy. I've seen guys literally do like they do for real and put plywood down and paint it and then, put clear plastic over so it looks they got all the striping, everything's in the ice.
Yes.
But that's kind of more if you got the room for it, right? And
right.
you're really so inclined to do, let's put it that way.
It's always sad to see one of those that have been melted, so if somebody did a really nice one and then we had that 60-degree weather this week.
Yes.
And you just see that poor, sad little ice rink.
Uh-huh. So,
well, I mean, if you want to protect it, you can go to a construction supply place, and they make thermal blankets. So they kind of work both ways. I mean, you can have a radiant barrier that reflects the heat out, which would then keep the cold in, which would keep it from thawing completely.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing people tend to worry about is like winter kill or killing the grass underneath.
Yeah.
And typically during the winter, because the grass is dormant, you're not going to kill it. But the real key is that when it does thaw, in the spring, as soon as it does, and you're pretty sure you're not going to get any heat, you need to get that thing off of there, get that plastic up, and your yard should be fine.
Yes.
So it won't kill the grass where it is if you put it down when the ground's already frozen. If you prep it early in the fall, you might have a chance of doing that. But, yeah, when we were growing up, man, we used to do that in the backyard. My dad would always bring home lumber and we'd throw them together, and it wasn't a huge rink, but it was enough to skate around.
Sure, and that's it. You get enough to get going a little bit and have some fun and just play around on it, and that's all it really is for, And especially, like for my daughter, she was skating, so she'd go out there and go skate around on it, and it was fun for
her. If you are in the South and you'd really like to try this, you can get carrier refrigeration units and... you can, if you put the tubing in the ground approximately 4 inches apart prior to putting down your walls in plastic, you can have an ice rink year round.
But no.
It costs a lot of money to operate
said
refrigeration unit.
Right. So, and the final thing here is, have you seen the panels that you can put down that interlock that you can skate on.
Yes.
It's the synthetic ice.
Yes. Friends of ours who have four boys playing in hockey all the way from the U.S. junior teams and all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
They have like a six-car garage, and under their garage they have that. So uh-huh. the kids
wait, they're
hockey.
In Florida?
Or no, from this back... is up.
Okay, I was going to say, you don't get a lot of hockey players from Florida.
No, you do not, although, you know, the Florida Everblades right down the road from us, you know, they're an AHL team, and they're pretty damn good, so you do get to go see them.
So yeah. We have, we live right in front of a golf course, and there's a little pond there, and one of the holes has a water feature, and that freezes, and then everybody goes and skates on that.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, like every couple of years, the greens next to it will freeze, and it's so cool because you got, you know, 4 inches of clear, pure ice, mm-hmm. and you could see the grass. So you're skating on frozen grass. You could see it. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So there you go. Great tip of the week, Rich. I love it.
Thanks.
All right. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.